I love making playlists. I used to, when I was a teenager, love to make mixtapes. It took an awful lot longer and was an awful lot more hassle. And nowadays, it is much, much easier. So I make lots and lots of playlists. And I have a special playlist of contemporary carols and Christmas worship songs. Every year, at the start of Advent, I load this list back up. After a bit of tweaking, adding anything new I have found or been introduced to by somebody else, and pruning away any songs that I'm absolutely tired of, I load it up onto my phone and play it over and over and over and over again. In my study while I'm working, in the car, and on my earphones when I'm walking. Pretty much continually throughout December. Now this list has a rather personal selection of songs on it. It is both eclectic and idiosyncratic. Now you may say, confused and weird. I say, eclectic and idiosyncratic. Now I'm happy, very happy to share the full list with anyone who is interested. And I may actually share it with you even if you're not interested, if you're not careful. But for now, let me say that it includes the following. The Rend Collective, Ding Dong Merrily on High, which is possibly the best version of Ding Dong Merrily on High. Pentatonix, Mary Did You Know. The Wind, by the Christian metal band Demon Hunter. And the Enya version of O Come Emmanuel. And the one my wife and daughter simply cannot stand, Gaudete by Steely Span. Anyway, one of my absolute favorites, and it's been one of my favorites for the last 4 years, I think. Every year, I love to listen to this. And I actually don't listen to it the rest of the year, just so I can listen to it in Advent. And that is Chris Tomlin's Noel, sung by Lauren Daigle. Now, I find it a beautifully emotional song that is perfect to start off Advent. And it has become part of my preparation for Christmas. Let me just read, not sing, the words of the first verse and the chorus. Love incarnate, love divine, star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, the saviour of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. Noel, Noel, come and see what God has done. Noel, Noel, the story of amazing love. Noel, Noel, come and see what God has done. That line, come and see what God has done, for the last few years, that line has been my wake-up call for Advent. It breaks into the Christmas funk we are surrounded by at the end of November, when the media really gets into gear on Christmas, when the shops are trying to sell us stuff, things like Black Friday starts taking over our lives. I expect some of you, need a reminder of what Christmas is really about. Come and see what God has done. Every year, I find it easy to forget the reality of Christmas, and it gets closer and closer to Christmas before I remember what it's actually about. I may be busy or tired, excited, distracted, worried and stressed perhaps, sad and even sometimes lonely. We may all be some of these things. We may be all be some of these things some of the time or even all of the time. And every year we need to be reminded to come and see what God has done. And sometimes we're also so used to the story. It can become a cliche all the little bits of the Christmas story, the bits we know and just take for granted. Gabriel and Mary, the stars and the nativity, shepherds and magi. But I think we need to be reminded and to be woken up a bit and to pay attention and remember what is actually really going on. 1,000 years before the birth of Christ, God spoke to Nathan the prophet about David. David's house will endure forever through the descendant to come, through Jesus. Christmas is God's most deliberate and perfectly executed plan. It is an expression of the will and character of the Most High Creator God. And it combines the culmination of this long, long history of creation and this long history of thousand-year-old promises with the absolute miracle of the virgin birth. Yes, we have a God whose plan for us is constant and trustworthy. And at the same time, we have a God not constrained by his own creation, not limited by the rules. Christmas is divinely purposeful, everything about it. And his promises to us will come true even when we cannot possibly see how. There is nothing normal or ordinary about the Christmas story. We sometimes take it for granted. We sometimes, because we've heard it so many times, forget how unusual it is, and how deep it is, and how holy it is, and how good and joyful it is. When we feel lost in the busyness of Christmas, when we feel stressed or worried, and when we feel sad, remember what Christmas shows us about God. God is wholly and totally in charge. He keeps his promises. Over thousands of years, he keeps his promises. He is constant, and everything is in his plan. Come and see what God has done. And the Christmas story is also about the wonder of a personal God. This God, our God, who is the creator of all things, a God who designs quarks and atoms and DNA, God who knows the name and place of every star and every individual subatomic particle. This God, wholly majestic, completely and utterly powerful, way, way, way beyond our understanding, this God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. This God sent his angel to speak directly to a young woman from a small town on the edge of the Roman Empire. And God's message? That this young woman would conceive and give birth to the Son of God, whose kingdom would never end. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. This immense, unknowable God was going to become knowable through his Son. God entering into his own creation. God as a baby, a child, and a man. God allowing himself to be really known God, fully human. Come and see what God has done. This idea of a personal, relatable God is a really, really deep one. It is multifaceted. I could speak for hours, well, I could probably try and think about how to speak for hours, about how many different dimensions there are to the fact that God is relatable. It affects both how we see him and how we see that he can see us. It lets us know that he can know exactly who we are, exactly how we feel, and exactly what we're going through. And more than that, my dad used to call me Best Martin. And I loved that name. I loved being called Best Martin. And I know that God knows Best Martin. He really knows the best person that I can be. The whole, complete, perfect Martin. He knows who that is. And it is not just something that I aspire to be. It is not a job, a role. It is not single-dimensional. It is wholly me. The whole of me, God knows perfectly. And he knows how to make it perfect. And each one of you, he knows the best version of. And he sees the best version of. And he can show you how to be the best version of. And not a version of somebody else. The best you. So as we prepare for Christmas in these very strange and pretty dark times, let us get our minds and hearts into a right place. Let us make some space in all the hubbub for the deepness and the wonder of Christmas. With overwhelming relief that we really can put our trust in God who keeps his promises over thousands of years. And with awe and joy that we are so loved, so cherished, and so known by our Creator. Let us come and see what God has done. And let us say too, as Mary said, I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Martin. Let's